Clipper Audio presents an unabridged recording of A Damned Serious Business by Gerald Seymour, narrated by Leighton Pugh. And now, A Damned Serious Business. Prologue. He waited for his target to emerge. Not a problem for Boot. He was blessed, the few who knew him well told him, with near limitless patience. He had no tick movements, did not lick his lips to moisten them, scratch at an imagined mole on his cheek, ruffle his hair. He was sitting in the back of a saloon car that had comfortable upholstery, and he shared the seat with an officer of the Swedish Sister Service. They, and the escort provided for them, had been enjoying coffee on a street leading into the square, Kornhamnstorg. Boot had been listening to the officer telling him of a son who had graduated to the ceremonial guard at the royal palace on the far side of the old city, and he had been showing polite interest when the message had come through. They'd bolted, the story unfinished. Parking spaces for their car and the escort vehicle had been blocked off with plastic bollards. The driver had slid them into place. Boot had no complaint about the preparations, and they had an adequate view of the front entrance to the bank. A derelict was sitting on the pavement beside the entrance, cross-legged and clutching a plastic cup. He was well wrapped against a sharp wind coming off the water and gusting across the square wall. He wore two grubby anoraks and a pair of thick gloves, and had a blanket over his knees. A few minutes earlier, he had eased his wrist across his mouth, whispering into the microphone concealed in his watch to alert them to the target's arrival. Boot showed no sign of tension or stress, nor of excitement or anticipation. But the blood coursed in his veins, and his breathing was marginally quicker. He had studied the surveillance photographs provided by the Swedes, so had a picture in his head of his target. But there was always a frisson of emotion when the picture came to life. The bank was situated on an attractive square. The autumn wind had scoured the pavements, and the central statue gleamed. The Swedish officer told him that the life-sized bronze of a man crouching with a crossbow was Engelbrecht Engelbrechtsson, who had led a peasants' uprising 6 centuries before. Boot's lip curled. He had no time or sympathy for political agitators. Sipping from a water bottle, Boot reflected that the unexpected always provided the tastiest dishes. He had learned that in a lifetime in espionage. Had he spoken, he might have said, "The best of the..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?